While President Obama reached out to Iranians today, Iran's president has been busy this week meeting and talking with Americans. On Wednesday night, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad had dinner in New York with a group of scholars. Jim Walsh was one of them. He's with MIT's Security Studies program. Walsh has attended such events with the Iranian leader before.
Every year I see a sort of different president. Some years he's feisty, some years professorial. This year, actually, I walked away with the image of him being the sort of kinder and gentler version of Ahmadinejad. He did not go after Israel in really harsh terms. He did not go after the U.S., even though we asked about those topics. We asked about human rights, about arrests, about the nuclear issue, you know, all the tough issues. But he refrained from being bombastic, instead emphasized the need for diplomacy and the need for some diplomatic solution.
And then he turns around the following day, i.e. yesterday, Thursday, and says, you know, at the UN General Assembly that the U.S. government was behind 9/11. Why would he say that?
Well, I think the first thing to recognize is that this was deliberate. He's a smart guy. He has lots of different qualities and faults, but he is a smart guy and he knows what he's doing, or he thinks he knows what he's doing. I just had a discussion with some colleagues about this, and I think one way to think of it is as Holocaust comments 2.0. You know, it's our Holocaust. 9/11 is our Holocaust. And, of course, I reacted viscerally to this when I heard it yesterday.
But, and you say 2.0 because you already made these comments that it never existed a few
exactly.
years ago.
Exactly. And that set off an uproar. And I think maybe he sees that now as a device to use. So why would he do it? And I think there are three potential reasons. One, he's speaking to the audience in the Middle East, to the Arab on the street, as a way to rally support for him. Because there's still a lot of people in the Middle East and in Pakistan who do buy some of these conspiracy theories. I think a second and more plausible explanation is he's not talking to Arab states. He's talking to his home population. If he is reaching out to the United States on the one hand, he has to protect his right flank on the other. He can't seem as a sellout to the U.S. And one way not to do that is to get a lot of headlines with people attacking him. And then the third possibility is that perhaps because he thinks there will be negotiations, one way to enter those negotiations is from his perspective, a position of strength, that he's on the front page of every newspaper, in the media. The other side is sort of on defensive. I think that's a pretty weak theory for him to have adopted if it's true, but that's another possibility.
Well, let's go to theory number two. What is the evidence that Ahmadinejad is actually reaching out to the U.S. right now? I mean, saying the U.S. government was behind 9/11 doesn't really seem like a good way of doing that.
On its face, that would not seem like a good idea. And, of course, it's not a good idea to try to have both messages in the same speech. So, you know, I wonder about his PR advice. But officials in the administration have told me that they have received messages from the Iranian government interested in it. Ahmadinejad himself in August said that they would return to the P5+1 talks. These are the international talks in Geneva on the nuclear issue. And frankly, he has a lot of political problems at home. He has his longtime rival, Ali Larijani, is head of their Congress, what they call the Majlis. The clergy is mad at him because he's been too liberal on social policies with women. He has a bunch of political problems, and if he can settle up with the U.S., that might be something that he can score as a victory that would help him.
So back in Iran, does Ahmadinejad need to look more conservative or less conservative in order to retain his political position right now?
Well, I think he has to balance it. Part of the constituency that's mad at him thinks he hasn't been tough enough. And part of the constituency that's mad at him thinks that he's alienated the rest of the world against Iran. And somehow he has to navigate between those. The other piece of this, though, is no matter what he says, his opposition is going to oppose it. Now, I'm not talking about the Greens. The real fight here is between pro-Ahmadinejad hardliners and anti-Ahmadinejad hardliners. And so, not unlike the United States in this case, if Ahmadinejad says black, his opposition is going to say white. And if Ahmadinejad says white, they're going to say black. They want to deny him any political victory because they're trying to defeat him.
So today there was a bit of news on this front. EU foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton was told that she should contact Ahmadinejad to set up a talks date for October. Is it significant?
Well, it would seem like it's pointing to the fact that there will be some rejoining of the talks. You'll remember the last time they met was in October of last year when they had the so-called Tehran Research Reactor deal. And again, a case that demonstrates the tough internal politics. That deal was supported by the president, Ahmadinejad. They took it back to Tehran, and then it died because of all the political infighting. But now, with almost a year having passed by, I think they will get together again.
So I'm really curious about this dinner, Jim. It happens quite frequently when Ahmadinejad comes to New York. What's the kind of scene in the room? Does he lecture you scholars, or is he looking for a dialogue? Is he looking for information from you? What's the deal?
You know, I think there's a bit of the debater in him. It's typically, again, a respectful but a tough conversation. The questions are tough. You know, why are you arresting journalists? Why are you arresting playwrights? but almost everyone gets to ask a question. And he'll stay until the questions are done, and he'll respond to every question. Now, you know, like a politician, do you get a full answer to every question? No. But sometimes you find something that is revealing, or you learn something by indirection, or you get a sense of an overall turn. So I learn something every time I go.
And then finally, I just have to know, who catered the event?
Good question. It was Iranian food. It was delicious. You know, three types of rice, lamb, kebab, everything you would expect at a good Iranian meal.
Jim Walsh of MIT's Security Studies Program, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.